Welcome to the Classical Academy's podcast, Partnering with Parents. Join us as we educate, encourage, and support parents in their role as the primary educator.
I'm Cameron Curry, Executive Director for the Classical Academies, and welcome back to another podcast. Today, I'm excited to have on the program David Morningstar, and we're going to be talking about testing anxiety. So, David, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here this morning.
Perfect. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I've been with the organization probably about 4 years now. Awesome. First year was as a academic coach, so more like a high school counselor. And the last three as a math teacher. So I transitioned over from being a middle school math teacher to here being an online math teacher in the high school
perfect.
Level.
Perfect. So what is test anxiety and how does it impact students?
It comes in all sorts of different forms. Basically, it's just any kind of anxiety associated with testing. There's extreme versions or extreme forms, obviously, that impact performance. But there's other forms that, you know, you get nervous for a test. That's test anxiety.
Sure. So how do you help students deal with that testing anxiety as it arrives, I guess?
It really depends on the student. Sometimes it's just an encouraging word, depending on their level of anxiety. But you have some students that have more of an extreme case. And so it's kind of pre-gaming, pre-planning, helping them prepare before the test.
Sure.
And then a lot of times asking parents like, hey, what's helped them in the past? You know, my go-to is usually, you know, what helps you? Let's stick to it. Let's try something new. If that doesn't help, let's scrap it, start something new. Mm-hmm. And really just like a brainstorm kind of between you, the student, and the parent.
Perfect. And do you help students really just try to recognize it before actually the testing day? Do you have some conversations around that going, hey, everybody pretty much has this, and so let's have a little conversation about that?
Sometimes I address it in class. Obviously, that's best because you're like, okay, it kind of sets the students at ease because you're like, okay, I get it. You get test anxiety, some way, shape, or form. And so let's address that. So if you know from past experience that you fall into that bucket of the more extreme, let's brainstorm. If you need extra time on a test, like, don't panic. We can figure that out. And really just letting them assess or allowing yourself to assess them in different ways. So obviously test anxiety is one form of assessment, the test part, but being able to kind of compile that assessment through different avenues to see if they've mastered the material can sometimes help the student shine in a better way.
So when it comes to testing anxiety, are there things that parents can be doing to help their son or daughter?
Absolutely. Preparation is probably the key here. If you're not prepared to take the test, obviously you're going to be missing out on things. You're going to be anxious for other reasons than just the test.
Sure.
And in doing some prep for this, I was able to find something that said, like, another strategy, study like Batman, which what it means is study in the place that you're probably going to take the test. Because then the cool thing is, like, with our brains and the connections we make, if you discover Pythagorean theorem in the classroom you're about to test on or in, let's say you connect that moment to something in the classroom. Now, when you're in the test, if you look at that thing or you go back to that moment, now the information's a lot easier to access.
Oh, interesting. Okay. And I think we all know as educators here at the Classical Academies is the fact that that test score does not necessarily dictate what they know, the depth of their experience, or the things that they really know across all the subject areas, because we do know that anxiety does get in the way of that. And
yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the key things. It's if you come in thinking that your value is based on the test score, that's definitely going to affect your testing. So it's one of those things coming in, reminding yourself that, hey, my value is not attached to this test, and making sure that I know who I am before and after that test. And that,
well, I think that's the point as well. When you come into college, you're filling out a college essay, you're filling out a college application, and they're looking at several elements, with test scores being one of those.
Absolutely.
So what is your encouragement for students who are dealing with anxiety?
I'd say reach out for help if you know you have it. Obviously, you've probably dealt with it in some way, shape, or form. Identifying the areas that help you as a test taker, getting your parents involved if you're too afraid to ask them. Just say, hey, look, I've been testing like this and I've been, you know, scared out of my mind when I take a test.
Right.
And sometimes having that extra advocate at home helps you to connect with that teacher. Because ultimately, it's going to be this nice combination of student, parent, teacher collaboration, hopefully, to identify how you're going to test best, and best practices for when you step into a test. Like, if you end up being one of those students that, like, blanks, sometimes, you know, obviously cram sessions aren't the way to go. But if you get to that point where, like, I've been struggling with this one piece, right when you get the test, take that piece, write it down, so that way you don't have to worry about it later.
Get it out of the way.
Yeah, little test taking strategies, things like that to work on.
Perfect. So when it comes to math, it's sequential. And so what I think's happening, especially at the elementary level, is moms and dads are working with their son or daughter individually, you know, working through math. And then I've heard when they hit that fourth and fifth grade level with math, it can be quite the struggle. And then add on that, now we're doing Common Core math, where most moms and dads did not learn math concepts that way. So what are you seeing on the high school side as far as those elementary students who are moving into high school? Has anxiety really increased, or is there some tie to the curriculum, or is there some tie to just their understanding of math?
As the years have passed, since Common Core has been around a little bit longer, those students have been with it longer. And so the students who've had it a little bit longer tend to be a little bit more, you know, comfortable with it, mm-hmm. as well as we do have pushback from students who have been in the, you know, traditional setting before Common Core, that do have that pushback. And they're like, I just don't know how to do Common Core. And it's like, they get, you know, discouraged because they're like, I can't do math anymore. And then we, on the teaching side and on, right. you know, just making sure that we're like, okay, hey, you can do math. It's just a different way of coming at it. It's all the same. And I think just broadening their horizon that way.
Now, you probably grew up at the time when it was traditional math. And so then we've gone to this switch to Common Core. Was it difficult for you to make that transition?
It was initially, because I was stuck. I was like, I'm going to teach the way my teachers taught. And so mm-hmm. my first year in the teaching credential program, they're like, okay, Common Core is going to be the thing to go with. And it's all been approved. And so now I've been taught how to do Common Core versus the traditional. And I try to do the same thing, try to bridge the both and say, hey, your parents are going to do this way. I used to do it this way, but this is the way, another way of doing it.
Well, David, are there some final thoughts that we have for parents or students as they're thinking about, gosh, I have an upcoming test and I'm feeling anxious about this?
When in doubt, get yourself a nice 8 hours sleep before the test, because cram sessions, they've done studies, they don't work. And they say, if you are going to cram, get your 8 hours of sleep first and then cram right before the test. Not that I'm not saying you need to cram or should cram right. in any way, shape or form, but getting that extra sleep and making sure that your body is ready for the test. So sleep and a good breakfast or a good lunch prior to the test is going to help you, you know, set yourself up for success. I'm assuming you've done all the other preparation, making sure you know the material and things like that.
So. Absolutely. And I think we've learned in life as we've grown older is the fact that one test certainly doesn't define you and certainly doesn't remind you that, you know, what you do and don't know. It's just it's just a test.
Absolutely. And it never hurts to ask the teacher, say, hey, look, I did really poorly on that test. Can I have another shot at it?
Why not ask? All right. Well, this has been our topic this morning on test anxiety, and we certainly appreciate having David Morningstar with us.
Thank you for having me.
This podcast is brought to you by the Classical Academies, a group of award-winning public charter schools serving over 4,500 students in Southern California. If you have a suggestion for a future episode, email us at podcast@classicalacademy.com. Subscribe to our channel or leave us a review. Thanks for listening.